Earlier this week, we heard from Doug Ford and Mayor Olivia Chow about new funding that has been coming in to help those refugees who were sleeping on the street in downtown Toronto find shelter. Doug Ford also said during the course of the announcement of that new money that these folks want to work. They want to get out there and get jobs, and we got to get them the ability, the permits to work. So how does that happen? How would faster work permits help ease their transition into Canadian society? How do we do this? How do you even get a work permit? We're going to talk now with Lolly Rico. She is the executive director of FCJ Refugee Center here in the city. Lolly came from El Salvador in 1990 as a refugee herself with her husband, who has since passed away, and her kids. She spent over 30 years advocating for women, justice, and equity, and welcoming all manner of uprooted people. So Lolly and her family had a particular situation. They fled political prosecution, and her experience exposed her to a lot of vulnerabilities that are far too common for refugee women and children. Lolly, welcome to the show.
Thank you for the invitation.
Well, thank you for coming, and thank you for the work you do, because, coming to a new country is never easy. If you come as a refugee, though, you know, that I cannot even imagine, because you're the trauma of that would be much more severe than just regular immigration. Tell us a little bit about your experience.
Well, I came as a refugee, but I came as a resettled refugee. That means the government of Canada brought us, and we came with a special permit because they were doing a special program with El Salvador. And when I arrived, I was welcome in the reception center, and we start having all the settlement services for integration.
Sounds a bit like what the Ukrainian war refugees dealt with when they came here. We had a settlement center for them. How did that help your transition?
Well, help us because one, you start focusing on the language. And second one, they give you programs where you can start learning how to bring your skills and use your skills to get into the workforce.
Okay. So when you got here, how long did it take you to find your first job?
It took me 6 months to get my job. A little bit more because I was pregnant and I had my baby, and I managed to get a daycare for him, and we are talking 33 years ago, no? That was a little bit easier than now. Between 6 to 8 months, I found the job where I am now the executive director, because I was welcoming refugee women. And I was working with the FCJ since we started.
And that must be, you know, very fulfilling for you as well, because based on your experience, what are the kind of challenges that women and kids particularly face when they are refugees?
The women, when they come, especially the ones that the refugee claimants, the challenge that they face is that because they have to find a place to stay, beside that, they have to go through the refugee process. And in the meantime, it's a challenge when they are in start with the refugee process. It's a challenge now to find a daycare. They have to go in the lineup to get English classes. They end up if they are lucky with the children in a shelter, and after that they will start applying for the work permit, and then they will start looking for a job. The challenge that they are facing right now is that, because when they make the refugee claim, they receive the acknowledgement, but they have to wait between 3 to 4 months to receive a work permit. And also, because they are refugee claimants, they don't have access to all the employment programs that they are, in a way that you can get into the workforce.
So why does it take that long to get a permit?
Well, it's the how it is with immigration, because you are making a claim, you need to fill it up the forms, you need to do medical exams, and then when the forms I'm submitting, they will issue the work permit. There are some people that came through Quebec, or they came like at the port of entry, the process sometimes, if they came last year, some of them, they are still waiting for the work permit because there is a backlog. And that's what is sometimes is a big challenge for them, because in the meantime, they are on their social assistance, which is not enough for someone to survive.
Right. It isn't. And especially if you have kids, it's very, very challenging. So how could the government speed this up? I mean, Immigration Minister Sean Fraser said they brought in a policy last November to apparently streamline work permit approvals. Has it made a difference?
It is make a difference if you submit, like, in this year, in some people, they are now they are receiving the work permit. But the problem is not just to receive the piece of paper. The problem is that if you receive the work permit and then you go to Service Canada and get your social insurance number, bring you with the number 9. And in that case, you have only access what is information about where to work. But there is not the whole program, employment program, or that they can place you as a do placement in a way that you start integrating into the workforce because you are a refugee claimant.
Okay, and yeah, because I see the difference here is one of the issues is a difference between the resettled refugees, people who are already overseas, screened overseas. So they have a lot of this paperwork done, I imagine, before they get here. And asylum seekers who are then, you know, they land here and then, like you said, then they make the claim and you have to go through all these hoops. Is that the biggest problem?
That's one of the problems. And we keep asking to the federal government that at the moment that the person submit their application, they and they receive the acknowledgement that they are refugee claimants, they should receive the a work permit. Like a person when he's a victim of human trafficking, they do that. They receive a temporary resident permit with the work permit. The same with the Ukrainians. They came with a temporary resident permit and they receive a work permit. Well, they should do the same with refugee claimants.
Okay. Well, it seems to make sense because if your claim is being decided, if you have to wait for it to be decided, a lot of bad things can happen to you in between if you don't have enough funds to sustain yourself. You know, the kind of work, what is the kind of work in your experience that newcomers with these temporary permits would be doing? What do they do to make ends meet while they're waiting? Would they do when they're waiting for their status?
Well, when they have if they have a work permit, immediately they start looking for a job. Many of the women that we have been accommodating, they were nurses in their country. They go to school here and they become personal support workers, and they start getting into the workforce and also to help them more with their families and being preparing themselves to present their case, because the refugee, the case will be here in 1 or 2 years. And in that case, at least they already have a employment and the children will have they are a little bit better off economically.
Sure. That is a long time to wait and to be essentially in limbo before you know if you're going to be allowed to stay. Do you think that the government is listening to you? Do you have their ear to make these changes so that people can start their new life on the right foot?
I always hopeful, and we can be seeing the changes, like the Minister of Immigration did the changes with the work permit to accelerate it and the forms. Now is a question, do you want to receive now your work permit? And when the person do the medical exams, then the issue, what I'm looking is that they can expedite that the process. And when the person is doing the acknowledgement, because when they do the acknowledgement, immediately they do the medical exams, they can receive the work permit immediately, because that will give them a possibility that to move out from the shelter system, to really start a life here and to make them that they can focus on the refugee process.
Okay. Well, it sounds like common sense to me, Lali. I hope that these things do get streamlined, because it would really give these folks a better chance at building their life sooner and hopefully get to stay here and continue contributing and enjoying Canadian society. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank
Lali
you.
Rico is the executive director of FCJ Refugee Center in Toronto.